Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. If this is your first time joining us, be sure that you subscribe to the Everyday Show podcast, too. I guess when you subscribe once, you get it all.
Mm-hmm. So you know. It's like a BOGO.
Yeah, exactly. So, absolutely free. So if you're listening like just by streaming the podcast right now, feel free to subscribe because it's free, and then it'll be automatically downloaded for you.
Friday. Today's a Friday, and our Phoebe, our youngest, who graduates high school Monday night, has all this little free time right now in life. And she's at an estate sale with her friends today.
Ooh. She's been an estate sailor forever. I mean, this is an old soul. She's always loved to score a deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I think, you know what? It's really cool that her friends are doing this with her right now, too.
Yeah, they like the thrift.
They love
estate
it just
sale.
As much.
Yeah. So she sent me something just a few hours ago. Mom, I just got the most beautiful dress from this estate sale.
Oh.
And I said back, I can't wait to see it. She did not send me a picture of that. I said, send pics later. And then she sent this funny picture. She says, look, only $3. And she's holding up a headless baby doll.
Oh.
That's her being a comic.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not buying a headless baby doll for any reason. But she's like, look, only $3.
Why would they sell a headless baby doll?
Yeah, well, Halloween decoration. You should try to sell anything you ever.
Yeah. See, I didn't think like that. That's entrepreneurial.
Totes.
No, it's an estate sale.
Anyway, I wish I was with her today, but we're working today.
That
you know?
Baby looks huge. Is it?
It's just the camera? A trick of the camera.
Okay.
It's an
you
optical
want it?
Illusion.
You want to? It's $3.
No.
I'll tell you where she is.
No, that's fine.
Well, she sent me a picture too.
Yes.
She sent me a picture, and I've never seen this in an estate sale before. So I wear a Dexcom G6. And it's, I'm type 1 diabetic, and so you know, instead of having a finger stick all the time, you wear it. A little transmitter goes inside of it, and you know, it communicates with the smart pump. Blah 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 blah.
That's, Dexcom, you know, G6.
Yeah, and I love my G6, but like anything
like a spaceship.
Else,
no,
you know,
it's a Gulfstream.
Yeah, okay. They're pricey even with insurance.
Yep.
And so she found some, and I don't know that they're actually supposed to be reselling something like that.
Doubtful.
You know what I mean?
Doubtful.
I don't know, but they're like $5. It's $5 for a box, and then $5
at the estate sale.
Yeah. And it's three of them, so it'd be $15. And I think I'm doing the math right on this. The box has three. The box has three. I'm sorry. The box has three, and there are two other loose ones.
Oh.
And so they're all for sale. But I notice as I pinch and zoom on the picture that there's a yellow box on it that says it's government use only, meaning it's probably Medicare or Medicaid or something like that provided by the government. So it really technically should not be sold by anyone.
Right.
Okay,
right?
But at an estate sale, you know, the family has it. What are they supposed to do with it? Send it back to the government if the person who used it is no longer around?
I don't know. I guess that's a bit of a quandary, right? You know? And so,
it's a bit of a quandary.
But I'm going to say, you know, I mean, I just, looking at it, I'm intrigued because I know that this
are they
is
new or used.
Well, no, they wouldn't be. If they're used, you can't reuse them.
Gross.
They're,
do
they're
you
spent.
Think he won't drink milk on expiration date?
Of course,
he wouldn't do that.
They break when you remove them. They don't. Yeah, that way they can't be reused, and they're only good for 10 days anyway, so they expire. It's not. And they also are, you know, they punch through your skin and in your blood, so you don't.
Yeah.
Not something you want to reuse, even if you could. But anyway. So I'm thinking, wow, they shouldn't be selling that. And then I'm thinking, you know, this is
a good deal.
This is less than what I pay whenever I pay for insurance. So am I now part of the problem by agreeing to purchase these things?
No, you're not, because the thing is just like anything else. That family is having an estate sale, and they've got together everything in the house. And if there's extra garbage bags or extra this or extra that, they're going to sell it.
Yeah. They are.
They're not going to send it back or throw it away because you know, it was provided by, it's just like it's something else at the estate sale.
Yeah. Well, you know what it reminds me of, and I see these sold all the time also. In the day, I know vinyl's made a comeback, but for vinyl and for CDs, you know, a little behind the scenes for radio stations back in the day, you know, record companies would lend you, they say lend, they would give the stations copies to play. That's how the music
promotional
arrived,
copy.
Right,
promotional copy. The word.
And then sometimes you can use those for giveaways and so forth, but they say promotional copy only, not for resale. Sometimes they'd have a little notch cut in or hole drilled, and that way, you know, a music store wasn't going to sell that
right.
without, you know, liability. Well, in the hands of some people now, these things get resold at garage sales. So
they are. And I think you saw one recently. You're like, look, you know what this means, Jody? And I got that whole story.
Well, I bought a few of those too, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You're already deep in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but that's just upsetting a record company,
not the federal government. Not the government.
So I went back and I said, you know, Phoebe's, I think she was joking. She's like, oh, Dad, this is a score. And she was really being, you know, sarcastic with me.
Yes, she is.
And I sent back, well, look, you know, if you can get these things for $3 a piece instead of $5.
I didn't want you to make her haggle. That's not fair. And it's already a screaming deal.
Yeah.
Well, it's. So
offer him $15 instead of $25.
A couple of things, though. You know, I think she actually does. And just so you know, she did send me a note back. I did send back, look, you don't have to. $5 is fine if you don't feel like haggling. She likes that, though. She's not afraid to ask because she's about the deal.
She wants the deal, even if it's not for herself.
I love that. So she went and she asked. And they said, okay, well, I'll tell you what. What we'll do is the box of three, you know, we'll still do that one. We'll do that one for $5 a piece and then give you the others for $2 each or whatever it was. So, in other words, I don't know how, whatever it broke out.
15 and 6, 21.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good thing you're not haggling because you're going to.
Yeah. Here's $50. Just give me my thing.
I haven't saved a bunch, but, you know, I mean, something that would have cost me a lot in the copay, you know. So let me ask
this, though. Knowing you, Murphy, and that you know that you didn't get these from a pharmacy, are you going to be okay when you use them? Are you going to be like the questioning the whole time?
No.
I think these things were screwed up. That's why they were selling them.
If you put that into his head.
Right.
Oh, it's already in his head. Trust me.
No, this is not. No, the reason that I'm not is because of the way that they're sealed. It's a sealed box, and each one is individually sealed inside of its own plastic container. And so.
Not fooling him.
And they've got lot numbers and expiration dates. It's not. It's fine. Unless they were crushed or something like that, I'm absolutely not worried about it. And they don't expire until September, and you only get to wear them for 10 days before they automatically expire. Yeah. So, yeah, I get it. Normally, certain circumstances in the back of my head, yes. But that only pertains to food and expiration dates, not
medical.
Now,
how's your conscience on this?
My conscience is fine. You know what? The reason I say this...
Because you are very clear. You have a really good conscience. Well, you have a very good
I do have a good conscience. I don't like that. Didn't realize. So, like, years ago, in Amazon... And eBay and others have since corrected this because they finally caught on to it, but there were resellers of the blood test strips, finger stick, and you know it got to the point where, which I don't really understand how it's possible, but my insurance cost and copay was almost as much as me buying them straight off the shelf at a drugstore. Without the prescription. And I'm thinking, well, but the insurance, isn't that supposed to be like the discount, the savings or whatever? So I started searching. Now I'm talking 10 years ago. And I did find a reseller who was selling these, you know, strips much cheaper. So I started buying them. But
and
I didn't see that. When the packaging showed up, finally there were these little yellow bars. The first sets didn't say this, but eventually... I guess the manufacturers realized this was happening, so they started labeling them for use by Medicaid patients only. Mm. But this person was reselling them, and so I Googled the location of the business, and it was some house on a street, random neighborhood, California, but now Amazon and eBay and others have cracked down on that. They don't allow the resell of those sorts of things.
Nobody's cracked down on estate sales.
Apparently not, right? So exactly.
No more black market purchases for you then?
Well, I mean, if it's somebody's garage, no problem.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.